This podcast is presented to you by Pastor Bill Shear and Guts Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more information, please visit gutschurch.com.
I'm in a series right now that I'm just excited about. How many guys were here last week? Anybody here last week? This message is gonna help you if you heard last week, but this message can stand alone too. But I encourage you, they're gonna probably package these two messages last week and this week so that you can listen to them together. I think it'll be seamless. I want to welcome everybody that's in Skytook right now. You guys the same way. You guys watching online, just man, it's just important that we get this. It's gonna be real simple today too. I think it was simple last week because the subject is kind of ethereal. The subject is kind of a moving target. The subject is kind of mystic. The subject is just being led by the Spirit of God and just the practical how-tos of hearing God's voice. You know, Elijah, man, there was a wind that came through and God wasn't in it. And there was an earthquake and God wasn't in it. And there was a fire and God wasn't in it. And then there was a still small voice. That's interesting. Man, God spoke to Elijah, and it was a still small voice. He wasn't in the wind, and he wasn't in the earthquake, and he wasn't in the fire, but he was speaking directly to Elijah's heart. And that's what we get. That's the privilege that we have, that, man, God doesn't use our senses to speak to us. You know, there's people out there that are still looking for a sign. There's people out there that'll still fleece God. And, you know, none of that's scriptural. None of that's new covenant scriptural. All that stuff's the old covenant. All that stuff's people that were separated from God. We're not separated from God anymore. We don't fleece God. We're not looking for a sign. Man, I'm not. I mean, the bottom line is that I hear his voice is what the Bible says. And, you know, I know it's weird. But the Bible says, and another voice I won't follow. That's how pivotal this is. That's how strong this voice is. This voice, it doesn't say, hey, if you're able to tune in, you can hear the voice. You can hear his voice. And if you hear his voice and you adhere to it, man, you're going to end up following it. It doesn't say that. Here's how powerful God is. He just simply said, look, you're my children. You hear my voice. Another voice you won't follow. And that's the bottom line. That's how I want a parent. Man, that's how I want my kids. That's how I want their kids to be, where it's like, let me just tell you, you can trust your dad. And see, we have issues because we've all been disappointed by our dads. But God's never going to disappoint you. And the way this works is that what God's going to do is what he said he would do. And if God said this, you'll hear my voice and another voice you won't follow, that's it. There's no discussion. There's no argument to it. We just adhere to it. We just comply with it. And it's all by faith. And see, that's what we have to understand. See, our senses, the problem with living by faith is that our senses can't control anything. What you hear, what you see, how you feel, can't control. But we have to trust what God's word has promised. And I'm going to break it down real simply. Did you guys bring your Bibles? Man, open your Bibles to the book of Romans. Quite possibly the most incredible thing ever written is the book of Romans. And if you're ever just bored and think, man, there's just reruns, I'm flipping. If you're flipping through channels and you get to the fourth or fifth channel and it's not something you want to watch, hit the power button and go to the book of Romans. Okay? It will enrich you. Romans, in the first couple verses of chapter 8, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And you know, there's some of this that in your Bibles, it's italicized and it's repeated in verse 4. And I'm just telling you, this is a strong point that's scriptural. We've got to understand that if we walk by the Spirit, walk by God's promise, then there's therefore now no condemnation. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm going to repeat this. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'd like for you, man, just let's repeat this together, everybody in the room. And let's do it a couple times so you can get your kind of public speaking legs under you. Okay, you ready? Read. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Okay, now say it again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, don't look at the screen of your Bible. Let's say it again. For the law of the in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now look at me. Don't look at the screen. Don't look at your Bible. Say it again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let me tell you what that just did. That just trumped every thought that was in your head. See, now you weren't just reading it and thinking about something else and flipping the page and saying, oh, but wait a minute, what did I just read? No, you know what? Let me tell you, that's how you get the word in you. Is you speak it. And you get the word in you where you're not just reading it and you're not just reciting it, but you're proclaiming it. See, that's how you develop your heart. That's how you renew your mind. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, when you get bad news or something, there's impending doom. Let me tell you, how many of you guys have ever experienced a situation where there was impending doom? Can I see your hands? Yeah, and you're here. See, that's what we have to understand. That's how powerful fear is. Some of you guys were paralyzed through that impending doom. But you know what? At the end of it, you're here. And that's what you have to understand. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Man, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, in God's word, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 5 in Romans 8, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Man, we look at this. The Bible says, the way a man thinks, so he is. It's simple, man. You set your mind on the things of this world. You set your mind on the flesh. Man, that's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to live. But you set your mind on the Spirit. And now listen, this isn't some ethereal thing. The Spirit here is actually a person. It's a person of God. And what Jesus said, he said, I must go so the Comforter, the Paraclete, the other guide, another guide, maybe it could come. Man, go to the upper room, and he's going to show up. And he came with a sonic boom. And it was just amazing to everybody. And they were all in one accord. And what happened? Man, I'm just telling you, the church was about to be birthed. And look now, look how powerful the person of the Holy Spirit is in the life of the church. Now, millenniums later, what's happened? Man, the church is still going strong. You know, in the media, it'll say, you know, we're concerned about young people leaving the church. You know why? They're asking the wrong churches. They're asking the wrong people. They really are. Yeah, there are churches that have gotten old. Man, there are churches that are antiquated that current generations just, man, they have a hard time associating with. But you know what? Man, there's churches that are being started. There's churches that have been started in the last 20 years that are phenomenal at reaching young people, no matter who they are. But see, what we can't do is we can't listen to those reports. You know, what's interesting is there's an expression that numbers never lie. Sure they do. Sure they do. See, this isn't just about gathering a crowd. This isn't just about putting on a show. This is about truly changing lives, and the only way we can do that is to get the word. Man, get the word into people where people are catching it. They get good at catching it. Man, how many of you guys, you got a son, and you start playing catch with him, and when he catches it, man, it's a big, he catches soft toss, it's a big deal. Man, it's huge. And then, man, you start throwing a little harder, and he starts catching it, and you start, he's got to move forward, he's got to reach forward, he's got to snag it. Man, he gets good at short hop him, and he gets good at catching it. Man, the same way happens with us, just repetition. It's just that, you know what, I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to keep this in front of me. I'm going to make sure the word, that the word by his Spirit becomes my guide. The Bible says that God will lead and guide us in all truth, and it's by his Spirit. See, you're not going to be without. You're not going to lack understanding. You're not going to lack wisdom. Why? Because God's going to give it to you liberally. Man, the 3 points here, number one is we have to set your mind on the things of the Spirit. You have to have the mindset of godliness. Man, if you catch yourself mad at somebody, angry in a situation, man, you got to get godly quick. Man, you catch yourself and you're bitter or you have unforgiveness. You got to catch yourself really quick. You have to have a mindset of forgiveness. You have to have a mindset of mercy. You have to have a mindset of God's power, a mindset of God's peace, a mindset of his joy. What's God promised in his word? That's what you have to set your mind on. Man, the second mile instructors are great at developing relationships with people and asking them, man, have you been in the word? What's God been showing you? Man, what's your favorite verse? Man, Scott does that all the time. Man, he'll walk up and he'll just say, man, you've been in the word. What have you been in the word? And man, you might say, man, I've been in Romans 8. Man, I've been remembering. I've been thanking God. I've been remembering his word, man, to where I'm not carnally minded, but I'm spiritually minded. Why? Be carnally minded is death. I mean, that's pretty strong language, isn't it? To be carnally minded is death. And then the Bible says to be spiritually minded, listen, is life and peace. And that word peace is synonymous with prosperous. Man, we've got to be spiritually minded. You're spiritually minded. Do you get the word in you? Let me just help you. If you don't have a mindset like most everybody in the world has, man, you're going to be able to be led by your spirit. And then you're going to be able to be led by the Spirit of God because your spirit is the candle of the Lord. And the Bible says that his spirit bears witness with our spirit. Let's keep reading here. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Do you see how this is progressing? Do you notice? See, don't look at this as a process. See, some of you guys are thinkers. I'm more of a doer, okay? And let me tell you, there's trappings for that. But when I'm a doer of the word, everything's great. But you know what? If you overthink it and overcook it and try to analyze every square inch of the deal, I'm telling you, it's going to lock you up. It's going to paralyze what's happening. But we look at this, that this is a progression in Romans, the 8th chapter. And you know what? It gets us to the man, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. This is an equation. You might say, well, I want to be a son of God, okay? Just be led by the Spirit of God. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah, just be a son of God. See, it's an equation. Each part, each side of that equation, man, they equal each. It means the same thing. Saying you're a son and saying you're led by the Spirit are the same exact thing. Man, that's what the equation is. Now, verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And see, and here's a big point, and you really need to write this down. You really need to check God's word on this. This is a big point. I want to say the main point, but I can at least say it's a big point. This gives us an instinctive inner witness. And let me just tell you, so much of what I do is instinctive. It really is. You know, in searching the word on how to communicate, being led by the Spirit of God. Man, even at that, I'm just telling you, it just becomes instinctive. And see, and that's how we want to, and what's interesting is, those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We want to train up our kids, and we want to teach our kids, and we want to raise our kids that doing the right things and honoring God and blessing people is instinctive in them. It becomes who they are. Well, in respect, that's exactly what God does with me. And that's what God does with you. Where doing the right thing becomes instinctive. You know, it's interesting that some of you guys maybe were thieves and robbers, and the Bible says go and steal no more. But listen, I'd say over 99% of the people that are here today are watching today that you're thinking, you know what, when I leave here, I think I'll go rob the Quick Trip. You're not gonna do that. You know why? That's under the bar that you've set in your life. But you know what? Then there's so many other things where you don't have your flesh under that the bar is so low that you just have to walk over it. You don't even, man, it's not an impedance at all. And see, that's where those things have to become instinctive. Because it's not like you come to a wall that you're trying to climb and figure out how to do it and you got a plan for it. Most of the things that trip you up are not those things. Man, if you're going to want to go rob the Quick Trip, you got to put a lot of work into that. You have to have an airtight plan because they have incredible security. But you know what? Most of the things that are going to trip you up don't have that big security wall. It's just got a little trip point. And if you don't navigate that, you end up stumbling. You end up falling. But seeing being led by the Spirit of God, you realize that there are those. And then, you know what? God by His Spirit, you know what He'll do? Man, with the Holy Spirit, God forearms you. You should write this down. And forewarns you. Forearms you and forewarns you. Man, He'll show you things that you didn't know. He'll remind you of everything that Jesus said. You know why that is? He wants it to be instinctive in you. There, you have to begin to rely on that instinctive inner witness. Man, the way we've trained our children, our vernacular, and you might have your own, but you can use ours if it fits, if it works for you. But our vernacular is, no, we're not going to do that. I can't find my peace on that. See, and there's kind of three levels of this. There's three aspects. Number one is there's peace. We all know there's life in peace, right? Number two, there's no peace. And number three, there's a check, or a check in my spirit. There is a stop sign. Do not go any further. And I'll tell you what's interesting about this is that there are cars that have dashboard lights. You have to have dashboard lights in your life, okay? And you do already. You just may not look at it like that. But you have to have dashboard lights that if you're getting low on oil, that a dash light will come on. It may be a little oil can. It may say you're low on oil, or it may say check engine. And that check engine light comes on, and it's yellow or amber. And you know what? We all know that, oh, that means caution. That means be careful going through the intersection. That may mean just slow down because a red light is coming. But that dashboard light is going to be amber, and it's going to say check engine. Well, then now you know, well, wait a second, I better check this. But then there's times where that comes on, and rather than it being amber, it's bright red. And that red light comes on, that means stop. That doesn't mean, hey, check it when you can. That means put the thing in park and start walking. That's what that means. And let me tell you, that's how the Holy Spirit speaks in my life. There's a peace, there's a caution, and there's a stop. And that stop I refer to as a check, or check in my spirit. Man, there's been many times in my kids' lives that they'd say, hey, can I do this? And I'm like, here, well, wait a second, what are you gonna do? And they give me more details, and it's like, okay, no, what else? And then they give me more details, and I'm like, okay, no, anything else? And they'll give me another detail. And it's like, let me tell you what that causes is, man, it's a concern for me. So you know what I'll say? I can't find my peace. I don't have a peace about this. Well, they've learned to trust me on that. But you know what? There's times they want to argue. There's times they say, Dad, this is ridiculous. Mom said I could. Well, when did Mom say? Well, last year when I asked her if I could, she said I could. Now this year, could I? And I'm like, I can't find my peace. It's not, and you know what's interesting? Because you know what they'll do? Man, they'll go litigator on me because Sandy's their mama. And they'll go litigator on me. And you know what they'll say? They'll say, well, Dad, do you have a check? Shoot. Start backing up a little bit. Try to regroup. And let me tell you what we don't want to do. When you can't find your peace, you don't want to fight your way through. You want to get that vehicle to the shop and let them check what's happening. Man, you don't want to make a decision when you can't find your peace. Man, how many dates have you gone on that you didn't locate your peace? You just said, well, I don't want to sit at home. Let me help you. You'd rather sit at home than go on a bad date. Man, you'd rather not just open your Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter, than go out with a bunch of people that are knuckleheads. People, the Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. But you know what? Man, we look at this, and I know going into it, it's going to feel like, well, wait a second. It feels like I did. My mama used to have those. They were premonitions. I'm just telling you, when you're a believer in Jesus, when you're walking worthy of the vocation wherewith God's called you, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're in His Word as a daily diet of life, let me tell you what there's going to be. There's going to be an instinctive inner witness that operates in your life as a still small voice. Remember, God wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. Oh, the still small voice. See, that's how God speaks to us. And you know what He'll do? Man, He'll communicate peace. And what you have to do, being led by your Spirit equates to me. Being led by your Spirit equates to following after your peace. Man, if you got a peace about it, go ahead. But what you don't want to do is just throw caution into the wind. What you don't want to do, there's so many people that they'll say, well, what happened here? What happened about this? You know what? And I'm just telling you, in my heart of hearts, when bad things happen, I think people have fought through they didn't find their peace, and they just went ahead and made the decision. They just got sloppy with it. And you know what? I don't want you to be sloppy with your life. And I'll tell you, I have an ulterior motive. I want you blessed. I want you blessed so much that your life is so blessed that people look at you and see Jesus in it. But I want you so blessed because there's a world we have to reach. And it's hard for me to watch the news. It's hard for me to hear about politics. It's hard for me to hear about what's happening internationally. It's hard for me. And I'm telling you because, man, we have the answers, the true answers of eternal life. Man, and that's where peace comes for people. Man, it's interesting because it's like, well, how can we find peace in these situations? Man, we can't do it with negotiations or politics. It only comes through Jesus. And see, that's what we want to do is we want to reach the world, with the message of love that God sent through His Son, Jesus. Man, that's why we have to be a blessed people. Man, we have to be who we are, and it's all the time. But you know what? We've got to understand that there's an inner witness, and it's instinctive. Man, follow after that peace. In James, the first chapter, James writes and says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word. Man, lay it aside, filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able, it's able to save your souls, to save you emotionally from following after your flesh. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, and that's a huge point. Deceiving yourselves, be doers of the words and not hearers only. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind or what manner of man he is. He forgets what kind of man he is because he reverts back to that old man. Man, you could come in here and you could see this and there's hope that builds up. And then you could walk out and immediately forget. Man, the Bible warns us about being forgetful hearers. Man, immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Verse 25, listen. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. Man, look into it and then continue into it. And is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one is blessed in what he does. And you might say, well, Shear, how come you guys promote this growth track so much? I'll tell you why. I don't want you to forget. I want to get this so deep-seated in you. And you'll say, look, I got it. I heard it. It's not about hearing it. It's about doing it. You want to be led by the Spirit of God? You've got to do the word. You've got to do the work. You can't just hear about it. Man, the last thing you want is just to write a check and help some people somewhere and not be a part of the doing it. And let me just tell you, don't quit writing the checks. Hear me on that. But I am saying, man, your life has to follow that. Yeah, you may be in a busy time of life. I get it. Trust me, I get it. Man, our family's got a wedding coming up and a graduation coming up and oh my gosh, spring break because it's the senior year and then the summer and then going to college. And man, Sandy and Kennedy spent half the day on the computer getting a dorm room, and I'm saying, why does she need a dorm room? She's my baby. She's only 18. We have a perfectly good room upstairs for her. When she's 30 or 35, we can talk about it. But I can't find my peace in that. So we're checking dorm rooms. And all I'm doing is trying to deep seed as much as I can in her life to be led by her spirit, not be led by the flesh, to be spirit-minded, not carnally minded. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Man, that's why Paul in Romans, the 12th chapter, just said, look, I'm begging you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the very mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world. Man, don't be carnally minded. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and be spiritually minded, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Man, I beg you today, be spiritually minded. Get the word in you, hear it, and do it. And I understand that doing part is where the rubber meets the road. Man, trust me, Jesus knew he was going to Golgotha. He knew that he was going to hang on that tree at Calvary. And he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, God, 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 Father, God, Daddy, if this cup could but pass from me. And then he caught himself and he said, no, God, not my will, your will be done. And that's Jesus was, man, he was man just like us. You'll say, no, Jesus was never tempted not to go to that cross. You're full of bull. I guarantee you the last 6 months of his life, it was every day that there was a temptation. Find another way, figure out another way. What can you do? And you know what? Every time he had to catch himself, say, uh-uh, I'm following after the call. I'm paying the price. And here's the bottom line. He was led by the Spirit. He paid the price so that we could be led by the Spirit. And that's how it works. You try to rationalize it. Man, I'll repeat this series in a year or two and you'll still be in here trying to figure it out. You just have to do it. You just have to say, you know what? I'm led by the Spirit. Man, I thank you, God, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Did you get it today? Did it help you today? Because that's all I want to do is help you. That's all I want to do. No one here wants to live your life. Man, remember churches generations ago, there was a bunch of do's and don'ts? Man, we're not up here preaching a bunch of do's and don'ts. We're not telling you what you can do and where you can live and who you can marry and how you can dress. And none of that stuff factors in here. None of it. It's all life. It's all good news. It's not a bunch of do's and don'ts. Man, the Word of God isn't a roadmap for me. It's not an owner's manual for me. It's life for me. Man, that changes everything. Man, you're going to go through things in your life, and Jeremy referred to trials and tests. And the only reason you wouldn't want to go through a test is because you're not prepared. And let me just help you. Preparation creates separation. And you know what the preparation does? It separates us from the entanglements of the world, sin and death.
Thanks for listening to the Guts Church Podcast. For more information on service times, please visit gutschurch.com.